أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayats that we discussed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the condition of the munafiqeen. In this ayah, the last ayah of the surah, Surah Mujadala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the conditions of the perfect believers. These believers were those in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. For some ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about relationship with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the relationship and the bond with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is of such a nature that it does not allow one to have any bond of affinity, any bond of love with anyone else but Allah Rabbul Izzat and those with whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is pleased with. Allah says, لا تجد قوما, that you will not find a community, a group of people, يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر, who believed in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah, يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله, who would love those who opposed, who had enmity for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the condition of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that when they had brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then all opponents of Allah, all enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their relationship had broken off with them. And this was to such an extent that even close family members were also, their ties were broken off with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some examples. The example Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ, even those who opposed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though they be their fathers. And some have stated that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the battle of Badr, he participated, and on that battle, his father had come in front of him on several occasions. Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu withheld himself. His father had attacked him on various occasions, but then he became blasphemous against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had to deal with this, his love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatherly love in his heart, and obviously he showed it to be true that his love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was greater, and hence Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to attack his father, and as a result his father had passed on. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, O abana'ahum, even though those who had opposed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be their own sons. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on the battle of Badr his own son had come forth. And again, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to challenge his son. And on one occasion his son said to him after he had brought iman, that it was the battle of Badr, I saw you and my love for you was greater. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that had you opposed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if I had the opportunity, my love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been greater. O ikhwanahum, even if it be their own brother, And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to Hazrat Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His brother Ubayd ibn Umair was not in the state of Iman, he was in the state of Kufr. And again it was the battle of Badr. And Hazrat Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw when his brother had become blasphemous against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to deal with this love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that of his own brother, and hence he had killed his own brother for the sake of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O ashiratahum, or their close family members. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and others who had to deal with the same thing with regards to their own family members. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally would mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wrote in their favor, in their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written Iman. In other words, that Iman had come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Iman remained with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. They left this world in the state of Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will stand up as a group of the Ashab of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted them with a ruh, with a spirit from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some have said here the word spirit will refer to the Qur'an Kareem in itself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had assisted them through this Qur'an. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them hidayah. Others have stated here the word ruh refers to an illuminating light, a noor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had cast in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, such a noor by which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum lived their lives. It was through this noor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided them. It was this noor that created within their hearts the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was this noor with which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu went forth and they protected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, defended the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and invited towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. And Allah Rabbul Izzah's decision that Allah will admit them into gardens under which rivers flow, that is Jannat. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will abide in it forever and ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this declaration that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are Jannatis, and there is no one else that can change that decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat certified Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum that the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat is such that that pleasure will be forever and ever. In this world also, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah Rabbul Izzat was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the akhirat also, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue, and that pleasure of Allah will be forever and ever. One important aspect, we can also say that we are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but our condition is such, we are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah grants us abundance. Sahaba-i-kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, their pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were pleased with Allah Rabbul Izzat. They were pleased with the ahkam and the laws of Allah. Whatever the command of Allah was, they were pleased with that. Whatever the conditions that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed them in, they were also pleased with that. Whether it was to place a stone on their belly and go forth in the path of Allah, that also they were pleased with Allah in that condition. Whether it was Sahaba that would fall down unconscious, faint, because of extreme hunger, that also Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those difficult conditions, yet they were pleased with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant them the certification forever and ever. Ulaika hizbullah, they are the party or the group of Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them another very great title. Allah has attached them to Allah Himself. One is they were Ashabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the Sahaba of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they are the group of Allah, they are the party of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Ala inna Hizballahi humul muflihun. Listen, certainly the Hizbullah, the group of Allah, those that have attached themselves to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, humul muflihun, they are the real successful ones in this world and the everlasting success of the hereafter. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.